It's Wednesday, the 30th of October. Goodness grief. Oh my, another month that's just flew past. Yeah, I know, we've got another day yet. It's a beautiful morning, again. Not as clear blue sky as yesterday, but mainly blue sky and the sun just peeking over the rooftops. Oh, it's in a very low arc now. Oh, that's a cool... No, it's not. It's a cold, stiff breeze blowing this morning. I think that's a big difference between yesterday and today. Although, the trees are still being illuminated by the beautiful sun. But it is cold. Oh my. House was cold last night. Slept well though. Still having, well, I don't say problems now. I'm still having that occasional jerking problem. But now it's mainly as I fall off to sleep, and it's not so bad, because I know, because my ribs are not sore in the morning from my wife's elbow digging. So I'm grateful that that's gone and I don't have any problem with the unmentionable. The other unmentionable problem. But with this jerking, yeah, it seems to be fading bit by bit by bit. Let's not linger on that subject. Mind you, it's a... Definitely lesser of two evils. Oh, that is cold. That's straight out of the Arctic Circle. Oh, God. Oh, it's cutting this morning. So anyway, slept well. Always seems too short though. Go to bed at 10, get up at 7, 9 hours sleep, well, in theory, say 8 and a half hours sleep. That's a pretty good sleep. It's amazing how you're still tired. Having said that, I've slept for 11 and 12 hours recently and still wake up tired. In fact, you actually just feel worse during the day, so not sure you get real benefit from that. But when I think about all the nights I've spent over the years not sleeping, hardly sleeping a wink through one thing or another, too much on my mind, health reasons, you know, getting even 6 hours sleep a night is good. What comes to mind there is my two brother-in-laws, my wife's brother-in-law and her bachelor brother, who's in his 50s, who have varying degrees of not being able to sleep. One's a lorry driver, has been all these days and used to early rises, and even when he's off he gets up about 4:30 in the morning. Just can't sleep. Got to know what's going on in the day. And my wife's brother, who lives on his own but has a family straight across the road from him, but seems to be unable to sleep properly at all. We took him on holiday once. The five of us were there, and we went off to bed after having a good laugh in the caravan, and we went off to bed. And you know that he was up at 1:30, 2:00 in the morning. No thought. This is not badness in his behalf. Just no thought. No thought how thin caravan walls are. And he put the kettle on, made himself tea, you know, stirring the cup, clank, clank, clank. And I looked at my watch. About 3:30, he went in the shower. Had a shower, came out. Walked about the caravan. You know how caravans are, these big static caravans. Clump, 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 clump. And that all went. We never slept a wink all night. And when we did force ourselves out of beds in the morning about 8:30, he was standing there all clean, shaved, washed, had the kettle on, and says, how are you all doing? Did you get a good sleep last night? And we just, well, we couldn't tell him. But we had 2 nights of that to put off. It was a weekend break. So I feel sorry for anyone who, like him, who just cannot sleep at all. It must be murder. It must be terrible. Well, there's a wee story, eh? It's killed a bit of time this morning. I'm going in. It is bitterly cold. My tea's went off. Oh, wait. There's a chunky ice in it. Is that cold?